Becoming an expert. You need to become an expert in the submarket you select, and a good deal of that learning happens during the market evaluation phase. But it also happens as you are evaluating properties. Adopt the mindset that learning is ongoing and forever. You never know enough about a market, and the market is constantly changing. I look at everything around me in terms of real estate. Call it a sickness, but every story I read in the paper, every conversation I have, every retail center I see has real estate implications to me. I see them everywhere. But if your senses are not as honed as mine, here are some guidelines to help you achieve expert status. Use your research. The research that you have done in preparation for property investment should be organized and usable. I have market and property information organized so that I can refer to it at any time. The research that you did months ago should be continually updated. Real estate is a fast-moving business, so I do research all the time. Anything that I see that pertains to my target markets, I catalog and keep. Anything that pertains to markets I'm not currently targeting, I catalog and track. You just never know when a sleepy community like Litchfield Park, Arizona, will pop onto the radar and become a boomtown unless you track it. Read everything. I read every newspaper I can get my hands on in our target markets. Sure, I glance at all the property listings, but more important, I look at the news, the sports, the neighborhood happenings. That's where I get a real picture of the market. Take, for instance, the school district passing a bond initiative to build another elementary school. That's the kind of news that will draw people to a community. Similarly, things like new retail centers, zoning of a land parcel, crime reports, all have real estate implications. So do feature stories that rank communities with the wealthiest zip codes, that have the lowest crime, and that have the best school test scores. Even the morning traffic reports tell you something about a market and its desirability. Look around. Before you seriously target a property, look hard at the neighborhood. I know this from experience. There are several apartment buildings we manage but do not own. One building, when we took over managing it, was so full of gang members, drugs, and violence that anyone reputable was long gone. It was a haven for criminals. Worst of all, it was right in the center of a neighborhood riddled with crime. Things were so bad that in one apartment I entered during the site visit, there was an M16 propped up next to the door. Honest truth. We managed to clean up the apartment community through mass evictions and the hiring of off-duty city police officers to patrol the property 24 hours a day. We made it undesirable for criminals, and slowly good people moved back in. But the apartment building was all we cleaned up. We did not change the neighborhood, and that's the lesson. You cannot change the neighborhood, so make sure the property is in a place that you're prepared to manage. Listen more than you talk. Listen for the word on the street. The buzz. Not just what the news is saying, but rather what people are informally talking about. Shop owners, other apartment owners, neighbors, utility meter readers, cable technicians, mail carriers, UPS carriers, everyone who spends time in the market. Listen to what the insiders on your team are talking about. Listen to where they say they are going next. But don't be fooled by rumors. If you hear something, verify it with your team of experts and others with opinions that matter. Join a business networking group or trade association. Often you can find groups that meet regularly and have similar goals as you. I am active in the local Arizona Multi-Housing Association, as well as in the National Apartment Association and the Institute of Real Estate Management. These are good places to meet people who might be valuable additions to my team, to find people I may want to hire, and to stay on top of issues that could affect my investments. Search on your own or hire out. You can do all this pavement pounding yourself, and it's probably a good idea regardless of which path you choose, to hire or not to hire. For one, you'll be smarter about the property you might purchase, and two, it will make you a better judge of properties presented to you by the broker you hire. But hiring this service out has its benefits. Brokers will help you find property in your market and will do it on a 100% commission basis. First, brokers tend to specialize in their markets, so choose one who is a specialist in your target market. If you make a good selection, your broker can be a wealth of information to you. They know the new retail stores that are coming into town, the new roads and highway projects, even employers who are expanding or downsizing. Second, brokers save you a lot of time. They will be able to find property quickly and present you with choices. Third, brokers can make calls to property owners for you so you can cover more ground. Nothing is for sale. After weeks of narrowing your market, learning everything there is to know, and talking with business leaders in the community, your broker gives you the bad news. There's nothing for sale that meets your criteria. So, now what do you do? Should you move on? Start looking in another part of town? Wait until something suitable comes on the market? Of course not. You simply make a move to buy property that isn't technically for sale. I believe when a property is listed, it is too late. By that point, you're competing with other prospective buyers and working with a seller who has established a purchase price that he or she may want to stick to. When I see a wave worth riding in a particular area, I don't wait for the for sale sign to get plunked into the ground. I go for it. Often, the for sale sign never makes it in the ground because other people recognized the trend before you did, and they beat you to it. The issue here is about the real estate and buying it right. It's not about whether the property is for sale or not. You've heard the saying, everything is for sale for the right price. Well, the same is true here. Most of the properties we purchased in 2002 were not listed for sale. They were all acquired by making the first move and contacting the owner. So, how do you do that?